tender touch, I almost knew. Give me one.
Aloha, I am your host, May Leilani, and this is the Universal Spiritual Connection. Mahalo to all the listeners of Powell Talk and BBSRadio.com. Our call-in numbers are toll-free 877-270-8714 or 888-861-3519, and our direct lines, same area code, is 530-876-3223 or 413-4515. Well, we want to thank all our listeners of BBS Radio and Powell Talk for your patience this afternoon. We are still attempting to get hold to our guests for this evening's show. In the meantime, if you will permit, I am going to go ahead and give you some wonderful background on our guest this evening. I am just excited. It's been 3 months in the making for this show, and I am really looking forward for Dr. Michael E. Sala, which is a pioneer in the development of exopolitics, the study of the main actors, institutions, and political processes associated with extraterrestrial life. His groundbreaking exopolitics, political implications of the extraterrestrial presence. The Daphalying Books, 2004, presents the first scholar framework for understanding the political implications of the extraterrestrial presence. His interest in exopolitics evolved out of his investigations of the sources of international conflict and its relationship with the undisclosed extraterrestrial presence. He cites evidence of as many as 17 different extraterrestrial civilizations. And let me repeat this once again to all of you. He cites evidence of as many as 17 different extraterrestrial civilizations currently interacting with humanity in a variety of ways, with a number of other civilizations simply monitoring the Earth. I'd like to take the opportunity to give you his website, and that is www.EXRAYOPIOLITSAMICSCHARLIESSAM.org. For all the listeners, I also have it listed on my show page along with the Powell Talk Room as well. You'll see that I have Dr. Sala's name listed along with his personal website. I'd like to take a moment to invite each and every one of you onto my show page and also to explore Dr. Sala's website. It is not a website that you can breeze through it. He has got a wealth of intense, incredible truth and wisdom of a lot of information that is not necessarily exposed to the general public, and it is well worth your time and your energy to really sit and explore his personal website. Now, Dr. Sala is an international recognized scholar in international politics, conflict resolution, and U.S. foreign policy, and is the author-editor of an additional 4 books, including titles The Hero's Journey Toward a Second American Century, Essays on Peace, Why the Cold War Ended, and Is Islamic Radicalism, Muslim Nations, and the West. He also authored more than 70 articles, chapters, and book reviews on peace, conflict, and conflict resolution. He has held academic appointments in the School of International Services and the Center for Global Peace, American University, Washington, D.C., from 1996 to 2004, the Department of Political Science, Australia's National University, Cambria, Australia, from 1994 to 96, and the Elliott School of International Affairs, George Washington University, Washington, D.C., of 2002. He has a Ph.D. in government from the University of Queen's Island, Australia, and an M.A. in physiology from the University of Melbourne, Australia. Dr. Sala has conducted extensive interviews for both his Expo Political Research and International Conflict on Coast to Coast Radio, Shirley MacLaine's Independent Expression, the Jeff Renson Program, the Gary Knoll Show, the Hickman Report, Mysteries of the Mind, Voice of America, Television and Radio, Washington, D.C., ABC Radio, Washington, D.C., SBS Radio, Melbourne, Australia, KSRO Radio, Santa Rosa, California, ABC Online, Religion and Ethics News Weekly TV, Washington, D.C., WTOP Radio, Washington, D.C. So, as you can see, ladies and gentlemen, this evening, this man has a tremendous amount of passion and dedication to the work that he has so selflessly given, not only to all of us, but to worldwide, all over the world. And tonight, we're actually going to be talking about the Illuminati's versus Chinese secret societies, Expo Political Implications of a Covert Global Depopulation Policy and Stage Extraterrestrial Invasion. So let's see if our guest is with us at this time. Are you with me, Dr. Sala? Hello? Okay. We will continue waiting for Dr. Sala, so we will continue moving on with the show. And one of the things that I'd like to go ahead and share with each and every one of you this evening is indeed about, we call this the false flag operation. Now, when I saw this term, I said, what is this truly all about? What does this really mean for each of us? So let me share a little bit about what I have learned through my own research and investigating Dr. Sala's work. And what this truly means is a false flag operation is a operation conducted by the governments, corporations, and other organizations designed to appear as if they are being carried out by other entities. Now, let me read this to all of you once again. Covert operations conducted by governments, corporations, and other organizations designed to appear as if they are being carried out by other entities. Now, let's ask ourselves a very important question. What does this really mean? And let me give you a great example of one of those false flag operations. We are all very familiar with the 9/11 attack on the Twin Towers. Now, most of us have read or even listened to many TV and radio shows with the implications of that there was a possible cover-up when the 9/11 took place. Now, this would be a great example of a false flag operation. And what this really means is it was a cover-up, indeed, by the secret governments, which consist of the United States and Great Britain. Wow. Now let's think about that. The U.S. government and Great Britain. So what does that really mean? Is that not only do these secret governments work together collectively, but they also have merged and blend and integrated with the corporations as well in creating these false flag operations. We see it all the time. All you've got to do is actually watch our daily news. Great example is when the FBI agent that was shot and killed. That was a great example of a false flag operation where it was a huge cover-up for many various reasons. And what's really interesting is you're going to ask yourself, okay, what does this actually have to do with the extraterrestrial civilizations that are visiting Earth and have been monitoring us? Let's just take a moment and see if our guest is indeed with us at this time. Dr. Sala, are you with us now? Hello? Okay, we're going to continue moving forward until our guest shows up. Otherwise, I'll probably be teaching all of you what Dr. Sala's work is all about. But I will tell you this. This man is absolutely fascinating. The work he dives into is absolutely fascinating. I will say this about Dr. Sala. He works hand-in-hand with Steve Baskett. Most of you are indeed familiar with Steve Bassett. He was on my show, and we talked very extensively about the truth embargo. Now, Steve is an activist that works, that spends a lot of quality time at the White House working with the government to break down the truth embargo. So what that really means is if he can get the government to agree to bring down the Truth Embargo Act, then that would expose actual extraterrestrials here on the Earth plane, and also that we're actually being visited by them. I've also had Richard Boylan on this show as well, and we talked about the four secret governments, which is the U.S. and Great Britain. China is also very much involved in Japan as well. We've had Robert Miles with Fast Walkers, which is the executive film producer of Fast Walkers, and we talked very extensively as well. So you're probably wondering, why am I mentioning these individuals on Dr. Sala's show with me? Well, they all work together. These are actual experts that have worked in the military or in within those areas of the government that have brought forth the knowledge that they knew, that they actually know about, and brought forth that evidence to expose it to the general public, people like you and I, okay? And it's important for us to start really understanding these things. And the reason why I feel so passionately about it is because these secret governments have had power and control over us for a very, very long time, including the corporations and other organizations here on the planet. Most of us are very familiar with the Illuminatis. Now, most of you have heard the name Rockefeller family. They're very much involved, part of the Illuminatis and the secret government that's involved. What most of you may want to know is it was the Rockefeller family that actually kept the president, Eisenhower, from actually exposing the extraterrestrials. Now, when President Eisenhower was a president, he actually met during that time with the extraterrestrials. He was also given technology to help each and every one of us here on the planet. And what's so important for us to understand is that with these secret governments, with the Illuminatis, with these particular organizations and corporations. They have worked together collectively to keep power and control over each and every one of us. Let me check and see if a radio station from Hawaii. Wow, thank you, Simone. Dr. Salar, have you joined us yet? Okay, well, I'll be the one who will be teaching all of you tonight, so bear with me. Anyway, so I really wanted to bring forth about the false flag operation because it is so predominant in our everyday life, and it's really time for each and every one of us to not only hear and see, but with our hearts, with our spiritual sight, with our spiritual hearing, because if you watch the news, every day we're being exposed with the false flag operation, okay? They will literally create a whole big drama. Let me give you another example. What I've seen lately is they've been building up this fear about terrorists. There's a possible terrorist attack throughout the United States, and they're feeding off of that from these false flag bombings that have taken place in Brazil and all these other different international countries. And each and every one of you are very familiar. We see it on TV all the time. These are actually created to build up to the next step to unfold a large picture of a huge illusion to divert us from actually questioning the truth, questioning, oh my gosh, we need to lean on to our government. They are protecting us. They're doing this for us. And I think all of you really get this and understand what I'm talking about. Now, if any of you would like to call in and ask me a question about this, don't hesitate. Feel free to do so because it helps me to understand these things as well. And you'd probably wonder why I'm so much into this, and that is because I am also a star seed on this planet. You know, I have telepathic communication all the time with our extraterrestrial sisters and brothers. And what is really troubling me is that what is going on right now with the whole thing that's happening in China right now is that what they're attempting to do, and they've been doing it for many eons of time, but they're about ready to really get down and dirty with this, is that they are going to work big time on creating where all of us will be so frightened of the extraterrestrials that we'll want to reach out to our government to hang on to them. Now, that's going to be a huge, huge mistake for humanity as a whole. And why I say that is because a lot of you that are listening to this show tonight actually have direct contact with our extraterrestrial sisters and brothers. We all know that they're here to give us new technologies to help with diseases on this planet, to help us to grow better foods, to teach us a higher understanding of being in harmony and peace, not only within ourselves, but with all cultures and all belief systems. And if the secret governments do not want us, they want us to stay afraid of them, and that is because if they can keep us afraid and lead us to believe that they're here to hurt us, then they will continuously have that power and control over us. The corporations will still be able to dictate to us, take this medication, eat this. Everything is, you know, how many of you realize how much our food, the actual structure of our food, our physical bodies can't even read that that structure of the food that we actually eat. Our physical bodies have been designed to actually read the DNA structure of a plant or any other food that we may eat into our bodies. When our physical bodies cannot read that DNA structure, then what does it do? It dumps it into different areas of our bodies, which are creating a lot of illnesses and diseases that we don't normally have on this planet. Now, that said, that brings up another issue as well. Interestingly enough, how many of you realize that a lot of these diseases and viruses that we have on the planet today are artificially designed here on this planet? How many of you do you realize that SARS has been artificially designed by the secret governments? Don't you find that awful interesting? Do you think that God would have put those kinds of things on this planet? They're about to launch off a huge depopulation right here on this planet, and guess where they're going to start? And they've been starting right in China. Let's check to see if my guest is with me at this time. Dr. Sala, are you with me? Okay, we'll continue right on. Thank you guys for just hanging out with me. I so appreciate it. I just love each and every one of you. Look at all of you guys. Thank you. Anyway, I really want to share this with all of you because this is extremely important, and it is our responsibility, and we are held accountable collectively and individually, okay? I'm going to read this report to all of you, so just bear with me. Benjamin Fulford, a former bureau chief for Forbes magazine in Japan, has come forward to reveal deep splits within the global power structures that control international finances, religious institutions, and geopolitics. Fulford argues that these splits have grown so severe that unless a covert policy for significant global depopulation through means is immediately abandoned, that there will be harsh consequences for those seeking to implement such a policy. Now, let me read this back to all of you once again. If our secret government does not immediately abandon the depopulation, the global, now, I don't want you to forget that word, the global depopulation, there will be harsh consequences for those seeking to implement such a policy. Now, what does that mean? Sounds like God's going to have an upper hand on this situation, because basically what they're saying here is that they're already put in place for our demise. Not just me, but our children, our grandchildren, every man, woman, and child on this planet worldwide. Now, he continues saying that publicly taken on the role of spokesperson for what he claims are Chinese secret societies opposed to global depopulation policies that specifically target the Asian population. He has recently come out with public warnings on behalf of these secret societies on a popular radio show where he was interviewed on July 5th of this year. Now, he also claims and warns to supporters of a global depopulation program are so startling that they could easily be dismissed as wild, conjured, and neurotic conspiracy theories. And I'm going to give you just a moment to really digest that information for just one moment while I read this again for you. A global depopulation program are so startling that they could easily be dismissed as a wild, neurotic conspiracy theory. Now, I want you guys all to ask yourselves a very important question tonight. How often do we hear this? How often do we sit in our own homes and turn on our TVs and watch the news to see these, where they will work around the clock to discredit good, decent people? Think about how many times we pick up the newspaper. How many times do we all go grocery shopping to buy food to feed our children, our families? Just think about that for just a moment, if you would. There, however, a number of reasons why his claims should not be simply dismissed and be considered on their merits. First, the quality of Fulford's journalistic investigations and professional background do not indicate he is someone prone to exaggerate and making unsubstantial claims. Many of his articles with Forbes magazines were and continue to be essential readings for Western businessmen desiring to invest or conduct business in Japan. Second, he has interviewed people in very senior positions in Japan over the last decade, including 7 prime ministers, captains of industry, security police, and leading figures in the Japanese underworld. Wow, Japanese underworld. I didn't even know that they still was around. So he does have access to the shadowy underworld figures he claims have approached him to take on the issues of a global depopulation program. Now think about that. Now let's go back here for just a moment. Including 7 prime ministers, captains of industry, security police, and leading figures in the Japanese underworld have come to this man, approached him to take on the issue of a global depopulation program that is actually taking place as you and I are listening to this radio show tonight. Oh, I am actually talking about, and it's spelled, let me spell it for you, it's Fulford. He is very well versed in the depopulation that the secret government has been implementing and will continue implementing on a much larger global scale. Now, you're probably wondering, what does this have to do with extraterrestrials? Now, the thing that you want to understand is, okay, is that the cover-up of the extraterrestrial civilizations visiting the Earth systematically covered up by both government and military departments in the U.S. and other nations has been described as the cosmic Watergate. Now, if they expose extraterrestrials that they are actually here, not only watching over us, but sharing their wisdom and knowledge with humanity so we can live in peace and harmony and everyone have a bountiful of all their needs being met on this planet, then what is going to happen to our secret governments? These are all devices to keep us suppressed as a society, as a culture. So the more that they can actually keep us where they need us to be. Pharmaceutical is a great example of a large corporation. Without you getting all these diseases, they don't make any money. But if they can keep us reaped with diseases and viruses, then you're more than likely going to go to the doctors. Great example, I had a girlfriend that got ill. They transported her from one hospital 50 miles away to another hospital just to take a test on her so they could make the money on the ambulance trip to and from this hospital, which was absolutely unnecessary to actually do that. And that's why I'm asking each of you to really stand back and look at what's going on around us. Look at the food that they're feeding us. Look at all the medications that they encourage us to take. Look at all the mind and programmings that they are constantly bombarding with us each and every day. I give you a great example. I went to a large spiritual group. We had a wonderful man that came to speak about extraterrestrials. Oh, my gosh, you would not have believed all the hoo-ha that went on about the extraterrestrials and how this man was traveling the world trying to share our extraterrestrial sisters and brothers with humanity. And this woman's whole basic concept was they take us in their ships, they experiment on us, they hurt us. Are they those terrestrials out there that do those things? You bet they are. Are there those that are working with the government to have power and control over us? Yes, there is. Great example. Pretty soon, it's already an order that's been put out on this planet, and you're all going to start seeing it unfold. They're going to line us up and ask us to take an implant. They're going to ask us to take an implant in our hands, okay? The moment you choose to take that implant in your hand, you are no longer going to have power and control over your own self, your own soul, because they will actually, and when I say they, I am actually talking, that's right. You are so right, Mary. It is the government. Our government actually does that as well. And you guys all need to understand this. Our government has received technology and have indeed built ships to look just like theirs. They have the ability to beam us up just like the extraterrestrials. A lot of times, believe it or not, it is our own darn government that has actually brought us onto the ship and done all the experiments on us. And that is to create fear among humanity to keep us from really embracing our sisters and brothers. Now, if you don't remember anything else that I have shared with all of you this evening, there's one thing I'm going to ask of all of you to never, ever forget, and that is about the implants I have just shared with all of you just recently, okay, because that is about to happen on this planet, where they're going to ask every man, woman, and child on this planet to accept implants. There are going to be other implications if you choose not to take the implant. But I will promise you, if you take the implant, you will no longer have your own mind. You will not be able to think with your own mind. You will not be able to have what freedom we think we have today, because we all know we basically have false freedom around us. Now, do I get up every morning and do my thing every day? You bet I do. Hello, is Dr. Sala, are you with me? Hello? Okay, I will continue moving forward. But I want you to remember this because this is coming up in the very, very, very near future about these implants, okay? They started this a year ago, and they used a very young couple, man and a woman. They placed an implant between their thumb and their index finger. They were able to open up their garage door, turn on their lights, their stereo, TV, whatever the case was. They did not need a key for their vehicle nor their home to drive down the street or come in and out of their homes. And this was all done by the implant, okay? Now, it'll take about 3 months after you receive the implant that you will start losing total control of your entire being. So I want you guys to remember this. Now, that said, oh, Dr. Sala, are you with us? Oh, you will let me know when he comes on. Well, thank you, BBS Radio. How do you think I'm doing, Seth? It's really interesting because I really like connecting with my listeners. And it doesn't disturb me if a guest, for some reason, we're not able to connect with the guest. Now, I did speak with Dr. Sala earlier this afternoon, and he was really looking forward to the show. So I'm not sure, you know, what the problem is, why he's not here with us. But I have to tell you, I really like being able just to speak from my heart. I like to be able to connect with each and every one of you personally. I don't claim to be a host that knows everything on this planet because I surely don't. I am learning just like the rest of you. But as a host, I do a lot of research on the guest, and I learn a tremendous amount of information that I feel humanity, and I want you to hear this. I believe that humanity has the right to know. It is important for all of us to really know the truth of what's happening here. I'm a mother. Each of you have loved ones. Each of you have worked for years to be where you're at your spiritual growth. Don't let anyone take that from you. Continue learning. Take the responsibility and the accountability. If you don't know something, then go find out for yourself or request it on the show. But I want you to remember, you're God's people. You will always be God's people. God never meant for any of us to be the way our lives have been on this planet for eons of time, lifetime after lifetime. God brought us here to have a prosperous life, a joyful, peaceful, harmony life, to love and embrace and respect and care about every man, woman, and child on this job, on this planet. And I want you all to remember this. We're all family. We're all one, including our extraterrestrial sisters and brothers. They're beautiful. I promise you that. I give you my word. They look just like us. They love us so much, it's just incredible to feel that love. They bring God's love. They bring technology. While we've got secret governments on this planet for many eons of time that are hurting our children, they're hurting you and me, they're hurting the people we care about, our friends, our co-workers. look how many of our sisters and brothers that have not awakened yet that need us. It is time for each of you to rise up and be the masters that you already are on this planet. It's time to hold your head up high and stand strong in your conviction of who you are as a spiritual being on this planet. It is time for each of you to heal and be whole, not to allow any of these people. Pull the covers off. Pull the illusions down. I'm sorry, guys. Could you guys feel my passion? And that is because my love runs deep for each and every one of you. And I, regardless if Dr. Sala was here with us or not, I ask each of you, and I invite each of you, to visit his website. I know you will be pleasantly surprised and surprised at the same time. I will tell you that I thought by having Steve Bassett and Richard Boylan and Robert Miles and Dr. Strange's and Craig Cabozo on this show, that I, wow, it can't get any better than this. But when I got onto Dr. Sala's website and I started diving in deep, I went, oh my gosh, I've got to bring this forth to all my sisters and brothers, because you all know, I don't need to tell you this, power is knowledge. Knowledge is power. And the more we empower ourselves, the firmer our foundation becomes. It becomes solid that no one can crack us. No one. Look at our journey, our spiritual journey, our spiritual growth. Look how far each and every one of us has come. At this time, right now, let me give you that website again for all the Pal Talk listeners. You will find Dr. Sala's website posted at the top of the room, and you can just click on to that, but I'm going to go ahead and read it to you as well, and that is E as in echo, X as in x-ray, O as in omega, P as in Paul, O as in omega, L as in Leilani, I as in ice, T as in Tom, I as in ice, C as in Charlie, S as in Sam, .org. Okay? But I want to continue talking a little bit more about Japan and the Asian countries. And I want to remind all of you about some very important things, because I feel it's important. Look what they've done to the Hawaiians. Look what they have done to the Native American. Our own government laced their blankets with smallpox to depopulize the Native Americans. They brought disease to the Hawaiian Islands. We still today are dealing with leprosy on the planet, on the islands. Look at the mainland, the United States. Look how many diseases that we have to deal with here. God didn't put them here. I can tell you that right now. Our extraterrestrial sisters and brothers didn't put it here either. They've done nothing but try to give technology. Do you know that technology was given to President Eisenhower to change our lives way back when? We would have been on this planet disease-free. We would not have had to worry about our finances. Now, let me find this, because it also, he goes into talking about, give me a second here, because I have a lot of paperwork in front of me, okay? But it talks about, okay, let me read this to all of you, because this is real important, too. He states here that the effort to reduce the Asian population is a result of deeply entrenched racism and culture among Illuminati members who historically are centered in Europe and North America. Illuminati members who historically are centered in Europe and North America. Okay? If it is indeed correct that a depopulation program targeted at Asians is underway, it is worth exploring a number of expo-political factors for why such a policy might have been implemented by the Illuminati members and the role of the Rockefeller family in such a policy. First, the policy allegedly aims to reduce the current population of Asia from approximately 3.7 billion. Now let's say that again. Allegedly aims to reduce the current population of Asia from approximately 3.7 billion people, over 56% of the global population, to 5 million people. One of the major reasons why new energy technologies and extraterrestrial disclosure have not occurred is that this would level, now I want you, let me start this again because this is another very key important element here. One of the major reasons why new energy technologies and extraterrestrial disclosure have not occurred is that this would level the geopolitical playing field very quickly. Cheap and expensive energy that could be produced in-house would rapidly transform major population centers like China, 1.3 billion, and India, 1.1 billion. These and other Asian nations that currently struggle to feed and provide jobs for all citizens would be transformed into flourishing financial powerhouses, where their citizens' fully productive capabilities could be utilized. Such a development would transform the way global financial structures are dominated from capital-intensive industries in North America, Europe, to information-intensive industries in China, India, etc. Second, not only would there be an erosion of Illuminati power and prestige due to its loss of control over global financial institutions, but there would also be a widespread diffusion of technology capabilities. This would significantly erode U.S. in the research and development of advanced technologies. Now, you guys think about that. This is what this is all about. One word will sum it up. Greed. That's what this is all about, is greed. Depopulization worldwide, globally. Hello? But anyway. Okay, I'm going to end the show, Seth. Thank you. Anyway, I really want to thank all of you for your love and your support to me. Thank you so much for sticking this out with me. I hope I made some sense and gave you some insight that will help empower you as a spiritual being and to empower your families. But on that note, remember, you are indeed the great, mighty I Am presence. You have the power and the intelligence of you, your worlds, and activities. Until then, I send lots and lots of God's love your way. Be well and good night.